Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Twitter poll: if there were no hangovers, would you drink every damn day? I know it's going to be a massive yes, except for the stoners who just want to get stoned every day, which I have no problem with, by the way. In fact, you probably don't have the hangover, Craig.
Drink to the point of drunk, not just drink.
I'm drunk. Would you get drunk every day? If there were no hangovers. Now, other
or even if there are hangovers, do you get drunk every day?
Well, that's a whole different poll.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
you don't know you're hungover if that's the case.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't want the consequence thing because you're right, because you still have the consequence of not getting anything done. Just hangovers. At TNT Radio Empire. I believe yesterday the psycho woman, was 166 or something percent.
Yeah, she's
The reason for divorce.
Main cause of divorce.
A little later on this morning, very funny lady, Taylor Tomlinson, going to stop in along with Jeremy Essick, who's your feature. Our buddy Nick Allen, is your MC this weekend. I mean that way. Funnyboatomaha.com.
Nick's not a headliner. Right. That's silly.
If they did it opposite, he would be the headliner.
Yes, he did. He would.
But no, he's the opening guy.
And if my aunt had balls.
Yeah.
Middle guy is always the middle guy, no matter what direction you're coming from.
True.
So Jeremy Essig is the middle guy.
That stuck to the tape.
It did sound like that was more of a threesome situation there. Exactly.
No matter what, you're in the middle.
Some sort of wieners touching. That's all I heard. All I heard there was talking about the wieners.
Bumping Peters.
Yeah. In the morning.
All depends upon where running, that was Craig would love that. Right. Where are your heads at?
That was a running back.
Bumping Literally, Peters. Where are your heads at?
Oklahoma. 74, I think he's a running back.
Was on this date in 2005. You're right, Craig Peters. Bumpin' should Peters. Adopt that nickname.
Yes. Bumpin'
Craig Bumpin' Peters.
He listens. He's in Cleveland right now. He's probably on the road somewhere now. It's Thursday.
I think I saw him put a post up on Facebook. He had the flu, so he might be.
Okay.
He might be sleeping in.
I hope he gets better.
That's no fun.
No.
Was on this date in 2005. You might remember where you were when the video sharing website YouTube was launched.
Oh, five.
2005.
Todd and Tyler YouTube channel's up there. LD's cartoons, basically, all over that.
That thing work out?
Yeah. They made some money.
And for those of you that were not with us earlier this morning, a reminder.
What was the first thing ever posted on YouTube?
I think the founder of YouTube put something up.
Right.
Said, hey, welcome to YouTube.
This is going to be really cool.
He masturbated on camera.
Pretty soon.
No.
That was you porn.
Right.
That was a different
You watch 12, 13 years down the road, we're going to have some beheadings on here.
Yeah.
And
didn't take that long.
Yeah, come on, and he'll
didn't
tell
take
you
that long. That was like a year later.
We're gonna have guys from ISIS, terrorist organization you don't even know exists yet, gonna come on here and recruit you.
Oh, fine.
This will be great.
And cats.
Oh, and yeah, cats. We'll have those too.
And pretty cats and goofy pets.
Right, and some Korean guy will do a little dance song for you,
Gangnam Style,
and you'll love it. You're going to eat this ass up.
Gangnam Style.
By the way, I heard some, like a distinguished broadcaster, I wish I could remember who it was, that did the, he was talking about country music. Oh, it was a big country music commercial.
about country music from the 60s. Big
right.
infomercial.
Right. Oh, one of those
and
deals.
I forget who the spokesperson was, but it was a big name. And even in the commercial, you know, the edited commercial, he stops after the first syllable.
Really?
Yes.
Say the word country, he stops.
He says the one syllable and and you know,
and they leave it on?
Kind of stumbles and finishes it up.
Is it funny when he does that?
I find it amusing. Because,
it's hilarious, actually.
We've noticed it seems everybody, at least in this room, does it all the time.
Right.
It's just one of those words where you stop after the first syllable for whatever reason.
Say it out loud in the car. We can't.
Maybe because we're...
Yell in front of the kids before you drop them off.
Yeah. The big dog.
Kids, stop in the word...
Australian.
Say the word country, but stop.
Australian
after the first
and
syllable.
English influences in our lives, because they use that word a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I don't stutter on that one very much. That would be awkward.
That would be the best. Yeah, no, I forgot about the stuttering part. Yeah, yeah. You get through that first syllable and start just repeating it.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, like country would be the
lawyers.
Oh, it'd be great.
If you had that problem over and over again, we might have to let you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if we could get around that.
I might hang out with you.
Well, yeah.
No.
Off the air.
Let's not go crazy.
The British and the Australians use that like we would use the word bitch.
Yes. Oh, the C-bomb. Oh, yeah. Of course they do.
Yeah.
I still think it's a bad word, though, over there, right?
Yes.
Your dad doesn't say it left and right. He's a British guy, right?
Oh, he doesn't? When you go visit him, he's not tossing that around left and right.
No.
Go get me some wine, you.
Yeah. No.
You know
what
I'm saying? No. What's the police song?
Roxanne.
Da dee doo doo da da da.
There's two of them.
Rehumanize yourself.
Yeah, I love it. So.
Talking about Billy.
Right.
He's got his hand in the air like you got to humanize yourself. They use it really liberally. For some reason, a bunch of Australian stuff has been coming up on my Facebook lately.
Well, yeah, you see.
And the C-bomb.
Jim Jeffries will drop the C-bomb all the time.
All the time.
It's great. I wish we could use it more often.
Yeah,
than American.
They seem a little less uptight about that.
They don't like it at the school conferences. Yeah. I noticed that yesterday. They don't like it there. I don't know why.
Maybe if you didn't shout it.
But it's amazing how we perceive the British as being a little more uptight than we are. But we're way more uptight when it comes to that word.
Hello.
And if you were not with us earlier today, you may have missed out. Today
that's your Twitter poll question right there. If it were socially acceptable, would you throw that word around a little more?
Wouldn't that be yes?
If there were no consequences.
Yeah. I love that word now. I very rarely say that, though.
Around because you guys, there's consequences.
No, around you guys, I'll say it. But I don't want to say it around a woman. Yeah, they don't
because
like that.
Because there's consequences.
Yeah, like my wife. Yeah. Although I have said that about somebody on TV I'm really mad about. And I'll say, that, you know.
Well, your wife just doesn't say such words like that.
Not the C-bomb.
No?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
That surprises me.
I've never heard her say that.
That surprises me, too.
If there were absolutely no hangovers. So far.
She likes to curse.
Who
are the pussies?
Good at it.
Who are the pussies who don't want to get drunk every night?
I know.
God.
I was surprised that it started out
it
that way.
It may just not be their drug of choice. Yeah. Alcohol might not be their drug of choice.
Yeah, they probably do crack or something.
But it would be if they were didn't have to get hangovers. You would like to get buzzed.
No, I think we are disproportionately.
It's only 53-47.
Of the alcohol fans. In this country.
Yeah.
It's only 53-47 right now. If it were absolutely no hangovers, would you get S-faced? When you get S-faced, would you drink more and more often? Would you just get hammered every night? Yes.
Some people want to do things, though.
It's picking up 48% yes. All day, it'll be there.
Degenerate drunks, come on. You got to help us out. Get on that pole. Right.
They're still sleeping.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, they're not.
This one might pick up later in the day.
Some are going to work.
Some are broadcasting.
Yeah. Some are driving.
Yes.
She don't know.
One time at the Funny Bone, I called a woman that. Because she's being quite disruptive.
Right.
And did you say it out loud?
And your wife slapped you, right?
Oh. I kind of coughed it, but I made it pretty clear that was the word,
right?
Because she was being a
Yeah.
Difficult?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just talking during Bobby Slayton's set, and I think it was her 26th birthday. So, of course, the whole freaking world revolved around her.
Yes.
We have so much fun.
Not paying attention to what was going on.
Full-size penis straws in her drink. Right.
Yeah. And nobody, even Bobby wasn't paying attention, wasn't addressing her.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Because usually he would
just begging
him to rip him.
Yeah, for him to rip her. But he didn't. So, I did ask someone to go over and tell her to shut the hell up. And she gives me the hairy eyeball, and that's when I went, there's a little pause in the action, and I was able to blurt the word out.
Did it help?
Oh, yeah, it felt good.
Oh, okay. The situation.
Oh, no.
She's a big listener. She's a big listener.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Still loves the show.
Big fan. Big fan.
Big fan.
Yesterday, Valentine's Day.
Times.
Yes, I'm sorry. I get that wrong. Valentine's Day. Okay. Today, Singles Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm. Be aware you had nobody last night.
Yeah. In case you forgot.
Yeah, right. In case you forgot.
Be aware that your ass is single today.
Yeah, and might
and enjoy it.
Yeah. Actually, we
and
said, we
do are, enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, enjoy it.
It's set aside as a day enjoy for the unattached to let the world know that there is nothing wrong with being on your own.
Yes,
absolutely.
Unless
realize
unless
that the only company you're going to have, unless other than your coworkers today, is the cat you come home to.
Oh, Jesus!
That's all you're going
to
see.
Screw you and the cat you come home to. I've always loved that reference. That saying.
I like that one.
Screw you and the cat you come home to. That's an old saying.
Leave my cat alone. I don't know. The more I dive into it, I have to defend the animals. Like the horse you rode in on doesn't deserve. For years, the horse you rode in on doesn't deserve that sort of treatment. And it just smacks of bestiality.
It does.
Now we've gone to cats.
Yeah.
It's not the cat's fault.
Well, no, it's not. Nor is it the horse's fault. The horse you rode in on happens to be the horse you rode in on. He really had no choice in the matter.
The horse was like, what did I do?
Roy Moore's, that's a Twitter handle,
yes.
Roy Moore's horse, right? He's the one, screw Roy Moore and the horse you rode in on.
I just feel bad for that horse.
Yeah.
He's just doing his job.
Yeah, he didn't know there's a creep on top of him.
No, you don't usually know that. Ask our wives.
Till it's too late. Oh, he's still a creep. El Chapo.
Question here, I guess this guy. This is considering your Twitter poll.
A Twitter poll.
Does this also include not getting blackout drunk and wandering around the yard in the middle of the night looking for your lost dog when he was in the house the entire time?
Well, if that's what happens when you're drunk, that's on you.
Yeah,
this is all individuals.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
true.
You individually.
Right.
If I'm that guy, probably wouldn't get drunk. By the way, yes is kicking ass now. It's 56% to 42. 58 to 42.
The no hangover stuff sounds great.
It does. That's all it is. Just no hangover. Whatever you do when you're drunk, that's on you. So you might decide to not, you know, if you get violent when you're drunk, you want to drink every night.
Oh, good point from Aaron here on the email. Singles Awareness Day. The acronym would be SAD.
Oh.
Coincidence? Probably
or
not. Right.
Or happy, man.
Yeah, or happy, yes.
Right. I mean, a lot of single people are very happy.
Yeah.
I can see why.
Because they can do whatever they want anytime.
Anytime. Right.
Do you suffer from seasonal affective disorder on Singles Awareness Day?
Sad, sad.
El Chapo expected to appear in Brooklyn Federal Court today. His lawyers are asking the judge to change his mind.
Lawyers.
Damn it. I keep forgetting attorneys.
Lawyers.
Lawyers. Lawyers. When was the last time I missed that one, though?
Well, when that clip originated? Yeah. Probably.
No, yeah. I've done it since.
Lot.
Tony enjoys that almost as much as Josh Blue did.
That's beautiful. Josh Blue, that love that you, you're a news guy with a speech impediment.
How clean is it, though?
Guy with cerebral palsy made fun of you.
Yeah, but he can talk right.
How clean is the lawyer's clip?
The whole lawyer clip?
Just the isolated clip of lawyers.
Oh, that'd be great to mix in with some Warren Zevon.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a listener.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, Bush can do that.
You can handle
I
that.
I love that song, too. That would battle this.
Yeah, this is it.
That, by the way, won the Twitter poll a couple days ago.
That is the best.
Beat the.
It's a good jam.
It is a good jam.
Sounds like he's singing along. Really,
I know it does.
It's just perfect.
Yeah. Oh.
All said lawyers.
Like he's just driving. Yeah. Like, oh.
Send
lawyers,
Guns, and Money. That's going to sound great.
And then you probably should edit out the second line.
Oh yeah, there's a swear word in there.
El Chapo going to court. His attorneys are asking the judge to change his mind about keeping jurors' identities a secret.
They should all be sitting there with like the unknown comic with bags on their head.
When he goes on trial this fall.
I'd want a bag on my head if I was that guy.
Yeah.
He promised not to kill the jurors. Are you accepting the promise of El Chapo?
No. So far, no.
Right.
Yeah. Usually that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. His counselors claim that.
Yeah, it's a given. I promise not to kill the jurors. And then they acquit you.
God,
I'm threatening to not kill the jury. I don't know how that works.
I'm just thinking back to how motivated I was to get out of jury duty right. A couple of weeks ago. And that was nothing.
Right.
If I walked in and it was El Chapo.
Right.
I would go up and punch the judge and take the contempt.
Yeah.
It'd be,
last night.
Better. Yeah. It'd be punch better than being on El Chapo's jury.
Yeah.
His counselors will claim that it will make it tough for El Chapo to get a fair trial if the jurors' identities are secret. But prosecutors say that Guzman Sinaloa cartel has a track record of making people involved in previous trials go silent or disappear.
But this guy's got to go through 5 or 6 trials in the U.S., right? He's going to be convicted eventually.
Yeah.
He's here forever. Mexico, Colombia gave him us. No, he's Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Mexico,
They gave him to us.
Because they couldn't keep a hold of him.
Right. Well, they're afraid, the tunnels and stuff.
Yeah, he kept bringing out.
And the paid-off guards.
Oh, he got a little help.
Oh, yeah. They built a tunnel for him.
Right. They kept opening the doors for him.
They built a tunnel for him.
Got my keys.
Look, El Chapo, the door is open.
No, the tunnel.
Yeah, the last one was a tunnel.
The tunnel in the jail. He went to go to the bathroom. They have the video. Goes in the bathroom, gets behind that door, and he's gone. Right.
And all the prison guards are, go, El Chapo, go, El Chapo.
I see nothing.
Exactly.
Because they like to live.
Yeah, exactly.
That and they
were paid with cocaine and cash.
And they probably get a little more money from the cartel than they do from the government, people they work for. So that's where their loyalty lies.
Maybe they should do it like, the bubble watch or when they're trying to figure out the 4 teams for the playoffs and they do a blind trial. So this person committed all these offenses.
Oh,
so nobody
hears
El Chapo and they're not as intimidated.
Maybe.
Yeah. Why couldn't they do that? Just have a video camera in the courtroom and put the jurors somewhere else.
I just think it'd look better if they all have just paper
bags.
And says, we're not Saint fans or something like that.
Want to just have one eye cut out.
Put the jurors on, say, at a research station in Antarctica, where El Chapo might not be able to get to them.
The jurors will be partially sequestered and escorted to court by heavily armed guards.
Hey, easy. We could be off that trial in a heartbeat, though. 3 of us, at least. You ever tried or liked cocaine? Yes, you're out.
Oh, nah. That reminds me.
What? You holding?
No. But okay, another guy had to quit the Trump administration because in 2012 he said that he smoked weed. So he can't get a security clearance, so he's out.
Right. But the guy in charge
Not the point.
I know it's not.
Not the point. That's horse hockey.
I know.
You smoke weed in 2012, or he admitted in 2012
that
he had smoked weed before.
But you're allowed to get
and
drunk.
They said, you are not allowed to get security clearance
I'm
now.
I'm totally with you on that.
What?
Yeah, yep. That's because stoners talk. So do drunks. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's totally stupid.
Yeah, the guy could have been drunk as hell.
Of course he could. That's fine. Remember, no good people smoke weed.
Yeah.
The Attorney General said that.
I keep forgetting that.
That lawyer Sessions.
Lawyers. Thanks for that.
Sessions. Yeah, we wouldn't pass a security test either, by the way, but I don't want to work in the White House anyway. No matter who's president, it's not really my thing.
And nobody's asking.
Exactly.
I'd like to be the Secretary of the Interior.
Yeah.
You've been campaigning for that for a long time.
You wouldn't get that because of your past. Drug use.
Yeah, you couldn't and get also, clearance.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we clearance. Can't have the Secretary of the Interior passing out and, you know, wetting the tent.
Sure.
Yeah, he's camping out in the backyard.
Wetting the Secretary of the Interior tent, too, by the way.
These days, in order to be accepted, you'd have to just become president.
Right. That's right. That's right.
You got to go right to the top.
He can do anything he wants.
Yeah. Otherwise, you got to be qualified and pass a background check. So I think I'll just shoot to be president.
Right.
That way I'll have a little influence over the Secretary of the Interior. You're right. Screw it.
Name yourself.
Just try to become president.
Charges are being filed in Montana against a woman accused of using a bowl to attack someone. Officers say that Natalie Smith was trying to jump out of the second floor balcony and then used a bowl to hit a man after he had given it to her.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an animal.
Like no, a bowl, not a bowl.
B-U-L-L. That's what I heard.
No, B-O-W-L. Smith had been throwing up, and the victim gave her the bowl.
How'd you get that bowl?
But she's
apartment?
Accused of using it against him.
Crazy bitch.
So ooh. She's throwing up. He gives her some weed.
No.
No. Just a salad bowl.
No, not that kind of bowl. Yeah.
Bowl of cereal, perhaps.
She's So she attacks him with it.
Like a ceramic bowl? Or
investigators did not say why they believe that she attacked the person. But they do think that she had been, well, drinking.
Take the Twitter poll. If you were absolutely no hangovers, when you get S-faced, would you drink more and more often? Would you get hammered every night? Yes is 59%. 41% is no. Pussies.
And a bowl is a weapon, coming in at 98%. Yes,
stop using a bowl as a weapon.
Man.
Yeah.
She hates these bowls.
Exactly. Those sports with the Petey coming up.
I got a skedaddle.
See you, Tony. Want to thank the Omaha Tap.
Yes, oh yeah.
House.
Tap House.
It's
good stuff,
tomate.
Man. Need some food this morning. Thank you, Omaha
Let
Tap
the food
House.
Hang out.
Two locations in town.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.